Welcome to Kodampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kodampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you enjoy listening.
So the nature of all of our minds here, everybody and everybody we know, is actually that it's very peaceful and very still. But because we don't manifest that, we haven't trained ourselves to manifest it, that's not what we identify with. Okay? So nobody, all the other stuff, you know, the anger, the attachment, the irritation, the jealousy, all that stuff that's not so nice about human beings, those minds, that's not who we are. It's just being produced by mind. It's just being produced by our karma that those thoughts are coming. Get rid of those thoughts, those negative thoughts. Go to the true nature of your mind and sit with that simply through breathing meditation. And it's like you've rebooted your mind to its true nature. Then when you come out of that, you try to listen to what the mind is producing a little bit, so that you're checking, what am I producing? Am I producing a negative thought or a positive thought? And think, okay, so that negative thought is going to create negative karma. This positive thought is going to create positive karma. Okay, so it's a mindfulness practice of checking in. So if you find yourself thinking in an unpleasant way and then saying it with this, which is often what we do before we know it, then it's like, okay, that creates negative karma. Okay, but if you find your mind feeling pleasant, the mind's pleasant, listen to what comes out, because the words only express what's going on in the mind. So we call them expressive sound. Speech is expressive sound. It's expressing the mind through speech. So listen to your speech. If your speech is positive, okay, then I'm creating positive karma. Okay, so it's a mindfulness practice of monitoring what's going on and what we're creating. Okay, we can't stop whatever negative karma has ripened for us previously and is ripening for us now. We can't stop it. Okay, once karma ripens, nobody can stop it. It's ripened. It's like, you know, when a flower's ripened, it's ripened. You can't stop it. So what you've got to do is then work with what's ripening. So rather than getting upset with what's ripening in that moment, the pain of that moment, think, where do I want to go in the next moment? Okay. So if the mind's really negative and it stays negative, it will carry you into the next moment in a negative way. We want to shift that. So you identify that negative mind and you're, okay, this negative mind, how does it feel? Okay. Very unpleasant. Okay. It makes my mind feel disturbed, makes my mind feel unpleasant. It's uncomfortable. When I have these thoughts and feelings, I am suffering. In this moment, I am suffering. I don't want to suffer into the next moment. So I'm going to shift. I'm going to change my mind. Okay. So in this way, we shift our karma, because then what happens is, with a change of mind, this then triggers different potentials to ripen, and then the mind becomes more peaceful. But it's not easy, this practice. You know, it's easy for me to say it, and maybe when you listen, you think, oh yeah, that sounds all right. But it's actually really hard, because what happens for us when our negative minds ripen, we cling on to them really tightly. Do you know what I mean? So like, say you've got a bit of anger towards someone and someone says, oh, don't be angry with them, right? You know, oh, it makes you even more angry with them. Do you know, it's like that tightness, isn't it? It gets tighter and tighter. So this is what we're fighting with, because that each time we're tightening, it's that karma's ripening, and it's getting more and more negative. So we've got to get in there early. Okay? So we've got to monitor what's going on within the mind. We spend a lot of time monitoring what's going on in our external world, but we've got to become a little bit more inner beings. You know, Buddhists are inner beings. We're checking all the time what's going on within my mind. So it might sound to you that, oh, I haven't got time to do that. You know, I've got this, that, and the other. I can't be sitting there. What's going on in my mind? But you can, what you do is you trigger and begin to work with different parts of your mind. So you've got, like, what happens is you begin to, there's a part of your mind, mindfulness and alertness are part of minds. Okay. So mindfulness is what doesn't forget something, and alertness is another part of mind that's checking in. Okay. So we're going to use those parts of mind to check in on what's going on. So we can still function and do everything, but we've just got this little, like a police person within the mind that's saying, don't let those thoughts keep going, or you're just going to end up in a right mess, right? Don't let those thoughts keep going, you're going to get so discouraged, you're not going to want to get out of the house, right? So it's you being your best friend. Okay? So you really check in. If I have this thought and this thought and this thought, where's it going to lead me? Okay? It's going to lead me into a dark space. I know, because I've been there many times. I'm not going there. I'm going to change my thought thinking. Getting there early and you will be able to. Leave it too long, you won't. The karma's compelling you. It's going too fast. It's like, a big rock falling down an avalanche. You know, you can't do anything about it. But if you get in there early, you can change it. Okay? So part of learning to work with karma is becoming much more mindful about what's going on in the mind, and strengthening this part of you that's observing it. Okay? So you've got this personal observer, because we tend to look to other people for observation, don't we? So if someone is looking at you and says, oh, you look lovely, you may think, oh, yeah, I'm lovely. If someone says to you, oh, you look awful, it's like, yeah, I'm awful. If someone says to you, oh, you seem really angry, it's like, yes, I'm angry. Do you know what I mean? Like, we react, don't we, to everybody else all the time, or we're even perceiving stuff that they're thinking. They don't even have to say it, do they? They look at you and you think, oh, they're looking at me because they think I look awful. Or they're looking at me because they think I'm awful. Or they're looking at me because they think I'm a waste of space. Or, you know, it just triggers all this stuff. And it's like a fantasy within our own mind. We don't know what anyone's thinking. We don't know, because half the time they don't know what they're thinking. Right? We're all just a bit lost, really. So it's, we've just become much more aware, have a deeper awareness of our thoughts and where they lead to and the consequences of those thoughts. So that's so it's a special mindfulness practice. So what we're understanding is that we've got the union of karma and our mind. Okay, so wherever there is mind, there is karma. Okay? Wherever there is mind, there is karma. So our karma is like our shadow, you know. It's with us all the time. You can't be separate from it. So we become aware of this, that it's working with us, his energy is with us, and it's working with us. And we're going to train ourselves so that it works on our behalf in the best way. So we become much more mindful of it, much more aware of it. We're checking our thoughts, we're checking our feelings, we're checking our actions, okay? But we don't become robotic and a bit odd, you know, just because that's no good, you know, just normal, just everything as normal, but we're just seeing things slightly different, working with things slightly different. So it's, so we will know by the end of the day how our karma has been that day, and okay? Not by what's ripened externally, but how we felt by the end of it, okay? So it's, you know, it's not like, oh, I'm exhausted, therefore all that awful negative karma, okay? You know, dealing with life is exhausting. It's not that. It's like, how do we feel at the end of the day? Are we irritated? Are we unhappy? Are we depressed? Are we discouraged? Where are we? And that will show us what type of karma has ripened for us, okay? So we've got to judge ourselves, judging not ourselves as a person, but judging our karma. Because currently, Geshe-la said when he gave these teachings, he said, we ignore karma. We do not know when we create negative or positive karma. So we need this mindfulness practice. And so we need to be mindful of the karma that we are producing. Okay? So we've got to become our own protector. So often if we say something unpleasant or do something, we're more frightened of the consequences of somebody getting across with us or whatever, or not liking us or our reputation. But we're not thinking of the consequences for the future. You know, so it's becoming, so we're taking responsibility for our actions. Okay? And we're trying to become a better person, because the more positive actions we have of body, speech, and mind, the happier we'll be in the future. And if we do this, then gradually, practicing in this way sincerely, then what happens is we feel more at peace with ourselves, because we don't actually like ourselves very much when we have a lot of negativity going on, because we identify with it and we think that's us, and it's not. You know, it's just like bad waves, you know, on the ocean. It isn't us, but we identify with it and we don't like ourselves too much. Okay. But if our mind is producing more positive thoughts, more positive feelings, we're acting in a much more positive way, then we actually, what we'll find is we'll be at peace, because we want to be at peace, but our actions often are pushing us towards suffering, not towards peace. You know, so it's like if I get really angry all the time and frustrated with people and I'm criticizing them and judging them all the time, but actually I want to be at peace. It's not going to work, is it? I want a happy family life, but all I can see is faults in everyone. Do you know what I mean? It's like I'm just focusing on the fact that the bins haven't gone out all day and getting more and more cross, but I want a happy life, you know? So it's like a lot of what we're thinking, a lot of our actions, they're contradictory to actually what we want. What we want is a peaceful life, a happy life. Well, to have that, we've got to have a happy mind. We've got to have a peaceful mind that works in here. So, and it doesn't matter whether the bins go out or not in the end, because even if they do, there'll be something else. The toilet seat's up. Sorry, guys. Yeah. So there'll be something. You know what I mean? We'll find something that will annoy us. Okay. So I'll just read you a story about a guy called Geshe Bangungo. And we need to become a bit like this guy. So before becoming a monk, he was a bandit. Not, this isn't the part we shouldn't be doing. Before becoming a monk, and we don't have to become a monk either. Before becoming a monk, he was a bandit robbing travelers and stealing from houses at night. He met a spiritual guide who gave him teachings on Dharma, Buddhist teachings, and he felt great regret about his previous negative actions and confessed them. He later became a monk. But even as a monk, his ingrained tendency to steal caused him problems. One day he was invited to the house of a benefactor and was left alone in the shrine room, and he saw a block of tea lying on top of a sack. So in those days, and in this country, in Tibet, you know, tea was very valuable. He reached out to steal the tea. Because he wasn't even thinking, just that tendency to steal. He reached out to steal the tea. And then he remembered he was a monk, because monks take vows against stealing. And this action was wrong. So he developed deep regret and called his benefactor and confessed to him, saying, "I'm so used to stealing, I couldn't stop even now that I am a monk." So from that moment on, he observed his actions very carefully and he behaved impeccably. From first thing to last thing at night, he judged his actions. He added up his positive and negative karma by putting white and dark stones on his table. For positive, he put a white stone, and for negative, a dark stone. And if at the end of the day he found he had more dark stones, he would shake his left hand with his right and say, "When you die, you will have no choice, you will have no freedom." And then he would confess his actions to Buddha. However, if he discovered more white stones, he would shake his own right hand with his left and praise himself, "Well done, you will have freedom in your next life." So this is what we're supposed to be doing. We don't have to do the stones and we don't have to become a monk, but it's just being aware that at the end of the day, just trying to think, has it been a good day? You know, have we been the best person we can be in that day? Right? And then just evaluating it. And if we have, then to congratulate, you know, we need to praise ourselves. We have to become our own protector. That's great.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.